Hi, Northern Polar Bears. It's Mrs. Brymesser, first grade teacher at Dillsburg Elementary, and I am going to read Chapter 11, Apartment 2A. "Hi, sport," said Dad. Bat didn't like being called sport because he didn't like playing sports or watching sports. Bat liked being called Bat because he liked playing with animals and reading about animals and watching videos about animals. But Dad didn't like calling him Bat. When he wasn't calling Bat sport, he always called him Bixby Alexander. "It's a great name," he liked to say. It was an okay name. Bat's first name, Bixby, had been his mom's last name before she got married. Now that she and Dad were divorced, she could have made it her last name again, but she kept Tam instead, because, as she said, "I gave Bixby to you, and you get to keep it." Bat's middle name, Alexander, was the same as his dad's middle name, and all four of them, Dad, Mom, Janie, and Bat, were Tams, even though they didn't all live together in one house. The rain had turned into a gentle mist, and Dad had his windshield wipers turned on their lowest setting. "You know what we need on a chilly day like this?" Dad asked. "What?" Bat replied. "Well, I was thinking that after we pick up your sister, we could all go to Coco's to get some hot chocolate. Do you like that idea?" Coco's was the name of Bat's favorite coffee shop downtown. It was nestled in between a bookstore that also sold stuffed animals and a shoe store. "Okay," said Bat. They drove under a little bridge and through downtown. Because of the rain, fewer bicyclists crowded the streets, and it didn't take Bat's dad very long to get to Janie's school. Bat recognized her right away. She was standing near the corner, wearing her bright yellow rain slicker. Bat admired the way she looked, like a shiny yellow sun. "Hi, Dad," said Janie. She tossed her backpack into the seat next to Bat and then slid into the front seat, slamming the door. "Hello, my girl. How was your day?" Bat relaxed in the back seat as Janie told Dad about her day. He didn't seem to listen to the words of what she was saying, but he liked the way her voice went up and down like music. Dad's voice was nice, too. It was lower than Janie's, and it didn't go up and down very much. It was like a straight line. At Coco's, Bat spilled some of his hot chocolate on his shirt when he took off the lid to add cinnamon. "Be careful, sport," said Dad, which was a dumb thing to say because the hot chocolate was already spilled, and being careful now wouldn't unspill it. Bat couldn't enjoy the taste of his drink at all because the only thing he could think about was the wet, uncomfortable stain on his shirt. Dad's apartment was in a complex that had a pool and a workout room. Kids under 13 weren't allowed to use the workout equipment, which Bat thought was unfair. He really wanted to try the treadmill. The apartment was on the second floor. There was an elevator, but Bat preferred to take the stairs. He liked them because there were two sets of 11 stairs, and 11 was his favorite number. One day he would be 11, which felt like an exciting thing to be. At the top of the stairs, they turned right and walked around the corner. Then Dad unlocked the door of apartment 2A, and they all went inside. "Home, sweet home," said Dad. It didn't feel like home, and it didn't smell sweet. "It smells like onions in here," Janie said, wrinkling her nose. "That's because the slow cooker made dinner for us," Dad said. "Chili." Bat didn't like chili. Dad knew he didn't like it. Bat didn't like mushy foods except for oatmeal with brown sugar. "I don't like chili," Bat said. Maybe you'll like it tonight, Dad answered. I tried a new recipe. Unless the new recipe was for a chili that didn't include any chili, Bat would not like it. Bat sighed and shrugged off his backpack. It was going to be a long weekend.